is an interesting process. Boy meets girl, they fall in love, they get married, and then they make their home together. They live in the same house, up close and personal. Turns out, it's kind of the same deal with God. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and thanks so much for joining me as we take a look today at your relationship with God from a different perspective. This week, we're taking a look at the whole question of, well, how do I get close to God? Some days he can seem a million miles away. Life's like that. It's busy, it's hectic, it's quiet, it's lonely, it's outrageously happy, whatever. And no matter what season of life we happen to be travelling through just at the moment, a luxury resort or a wilderness experience, it's sometimes the case that we don't feel close to God at all. Yesterday on the program, we looked at God's promise that if we believe that Jesus died for our sins, then we're brought close to him through that. That promise is kind of like the marriage promise that a husband and a wife make at their wedding. Only from God's perspective, there's no divorce. He'll never break it. It's a promise that we can live our lives in. Today, we're looking at the next step after the marriage promise, setting up house together, living together with God. Looking at that relationship between God and us from a different perspective. Weddings are wonderful. You know, they're celebrations. Everybody gets dressed up, not only the bride and the groom and the family, but everybody comes along and they get dressed up and you have this beautiful ceremony, which is about a man and a woman deciding to, in front of everybody, make that promise, that declaration that we are going to spend the rest of our lives together. And you have the ceremony and they sign the register and there's flowers and photos and a feast. It's just fabulous. I remember back to our wedding when Jackie and I were married a few years ago now, and it was just unreal. I mean, being a typical bloke, I said, well, why don't we just go to church on Sunday morning and have the wedding as a part of the Sunday service and we can have coffee and fairy bread after? Well, not surprisingly, Jackie didn't quite see it that way. We went the whole hog. We hired a white marquee and put it up on the vacant block next to the church, and friends and family came along. By the way, I still had fairy bread served up to her on the bridal table. We've got a video of her eating this fairy bread. But anyway, it was just a wonderful celebration of a man and a woman falling in love and deciding to spend the rest of their lives together as husband and wife. But you know the best bit for me? It was when the car came to pick us up, and we left everybody behind. I still remember that feeling where we hopped into the car. We had a car taking us to the airport so we could fly off to our honeymoon. And waving to the people and driving off, thinking, this is by far the best part of the wedding, was leaving the people behind. It's not so much that I didn't enjoy the wedding, it was great, but heading off together as husband and wife was awesome. Just us. And we headed off on our honeymoon to the South Island of New Zealand. Now, you know that God is alive and well when you visit the South Island of New Zealand. What a fabulous place. And so we went through that process of becoming one, of making a home together. Now, imagine, if you will, a wedding celebration where you have all of that. But afterwards, instead of heading off together, the husband goes back to his old home and the wife goes back to her old home. They've made the promises, they've had the celebration, but they never make a home together. Now, we have some friends called Lyle and Kathy, and Lyle and Kathy were married just recently. He's an Australian, she's from the Philippines, and because of the immigration laws in Australia, after they were married, she was forced to leave the country. Even though they were married, she had to leave. And for 3 months, till it was all sorted out, they had to live apart, even though they were married. Now, they were devastated. It was the most awful time for them. But you know something? That's how some people approach their relationship with God. Yesterday, we looked at, in effect, what's like the marriage promise between us and God. When we accept Jesus, when we say, I believe that Jesus died for my sins, that's like a marriage promise. God says, because of that, because of your faith, you are now brought near to me. You who were once far off are brought near through the blood of Christ. That was yesterday. I believe. But today, well, What about living together? I mean, we can believe and say, yippee, isn't that wonderful, celebration, and then go on and live life as though nothing has changed, as though believing in Jesus isn't a new life. It's as crazy a notion as a man and a woman getting married and going back to their old lives and living in separate houses. Come on. Setting up home together when you love someone and you've made that lifelong promise and commitment is wonderful. But yes, it's an adjustment and a sacrifice, and it's not easy some days. But it's God's plan, not only for a husband and wife, but for each one of us when we believe in Jesus Christ. Listen to what Jesus says. If you'd like to look it up, it's in John chapter 14, verse 23. He says, "Those who love me will keep my word, and my Father will love them, and we will come to them and make our home in them." Isn't that outrageous? Isn't that so different from the notion that you can believe in God, you can believe in Jesus, but keep him at a distance? It's a picture, it's a beautiful picture of Jesus saying, "You love me? We're going to come and make our home in you." Father, Son, Holy Spirit indwelling us because we've taken the step of faith. God comes and dwells in us. A few years ago, I was talking to a young Jewish lawyer about this very question. And he said, "Hang on, isn't that an invasion of privacy?" I guess living together is a bit of an invasion of privacy. But when you love each other, you want to be together. And here Jesus is saying, "You love me? I'll come and live with you. I'll never leave you. Everywhere you go, every minute of every day, I will be with you." That's the second part of God's promise, that he will come and make his home in us. God's address on planet Earth is Bernie Diamond. God's address on planet Earth is you if you believe in Jesus Christ. The marriage vow, the first part, is "I believe." But I don't love my wife with my head. I love my wife with my heart. In the same way, I don't love my God with my head, although I think a lot about that relationship. I love my God with my heart. And because it's a heart relationship, the next logical step is that we should live together in a home, in a close personal relationship that's real. And that is the promise of God. Those two promises of God are so important when we say, "How can I get close to God?" And the answer is to believe in his promises, even when it doesn't feel like it. This is where God makes the rubber hit the road. He may feel like a million miles away, but when he does, you know something? You know what happens for me when I feel as though God is a million miles away? I fall back on the promises of God. He has brought me close through the blood of his Son, and he has made his home in me. That is God's unbreakable promise that he will not change. Tomorrow we'll look at what that feels like during the cut and thrust of life when we're thinking, "Where's God?" But when I'm at work, I don't think, "Oh, I wonder if Jackie still loves me." No matter what happens during the day, some days I'm busy or she doesn't feel well, no matter what happens, we don't run around in a flap thinking, "Oh, where is she?" or where is he?" Of course she loves me. Of course I love her. It's a promise, and God's unbreakable promise is that he has made his home in everyone who believes in Jesus Christ. The Word of God is alive and active, amen, with the power to transform your life, to help you be all that God made you to be. And that's what the Fresh Daily Devotional is all about. It's completely free, and I'd love to send it to you. Each day, you'll receive a life-changing scripture together with some words of inspiration, hope, and encouragement from me, delivered right to your inbox where you can choose to read, listen, or watch the daily video. It's completely up to you. Remember, God's Word is the power to change, and it's fresh for you each day. You can subscribe to receive your free daily devotional at freshdevotional.org. And as a bonus, we'll also send you a free copy of my ebook, "How Can I Hear God Speak to Me?" My prayer is that your heart will be touched and transformed as you draw ever closer to Jesus through the power of his word. Again, that web address is freshdevotional.org. Hey, God bless you. I'm Bernie Diamond, and I'll catch you again same time tomorrow with a different perspective.